I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. It's been a busy week on the political front, and joining us now, as he does every Friday, is our own Juan Williams to talk about the ins and outs of politics. And Juan, you're joining us from?
Well, I'm just flying from Montana, and I'm stopping in Minneapolis to talk to Madeline Brand.
Well, I'm honored. First up, let's talk about President Bush. He gave the first of a series of addresses leading up to the turnover of sovereignty in Iraq. On Monday, he was at the War College in Pennsylvania, and he speaks again next week. What is he trying to do in terms of getting his side of the story out to the American people?
Well, the key point is to let the American people see that he's out there talking about it, that he's not in hiding. And part of this is that he will talk in detail, the hope was, about a future Iraq policy. What is the policy? How many troops will be on the ground? For how long? How will the turnover go on June 30th? To who are we turning power over? All of these issues are out there, but so far the president has chosen not to address them. There was great hope that the Monday night primetime address would do it. Instead, what we're seeing is the president saying, I am aware of what's going on. I'm the commander-in-chief. But so far, it's all about staying the course, keeping America resolved to do what needs to be done to establish democracy in Iraq. But it's really not speaking to his, you know, sinking popularity polls, sinking public confidence in the administration's handling of Iraqi policy.
And on the other side, Democratic nominee John Kerry also giving foreign policy speeches. What is he saying, and how is his plan for Iraq different than the president's?
Well, it's not much different, Madeline. It's interesting. He has not detailed his own plans for Iraq, with his advisor saying that really they don't want to get involved with that. The truth of the matter is there's just not that much daylight between President Bush and John Kerry on where the United States should proceed in Iraq at this point. There may have been daylight earlier in terms of how they got into it. So what you see is Kerry saying he's got four imperatives. This is what he said yesterday in Seattle. He's got four imperatives, beginning with an emphasis on building alliances, reshaping the military, keeping weapons of mass destruction away from terrorists, and ending dependence on Mideast oil. He's got speeches, just as the president's got speeches lined up on this foreign policy, national security front, because apparently that's the centerpiece of the debate for this campaign.
And meanwhile, while Kerry is sounding measured, we have former Vice President Al Gore sounding more like Howard Dean this week. And let's listen to a piece of that tape.
How dare they subject us to such dishonor and disgrace? How dare they drag the good name of the United States of America through the mud of Saddam Hussein's torture prison?
And so is Al Gore now in the role of the attack dog for the Democrats?
He was a loose cannon, shall we say, in polite company. The Kerry team says they didn't know that Al Gore was going to do that. And, you know, it really was an interesting speech. It gets attention in much the way the Dean speech got attention in Iowa because of the passion and the fury of it. But, you know, he said he wanted six high-ranking Bush administration officials to resign. He just said heads have to roll. So this was really, if you were talking about a speech that would make a difference from the Democratic perspective, if you're talking about getting the Democrats to really stand up and send a message to swing voters in key states about the difference between their perspective and the Bush administration perspective, this is what happened in the Gore speech, not in the Kerry speech. And it's the reason that I think lots of people are saying that Senator Kerry needs to hurry up and pick a vice presidential running mate. Someone who could, you know, stand up and maybe offer a more energetic vision than the sort of lackluster vision that's been offered by Senator Kerry for Democrats and swing voters so far.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Madeline.